When you think of Christmas, you likely think of the beautiful music of the most festive time of the year. The familiar carols and songs bring back fond memories of past holidays. But the truths found in the Christian hymns, Christmas hymns, are shocking, world-changing, and life-giving because they proclaim the person and work of Jesus Christ.
For centuries, music instructed believers in the core doctrines of the faith and spread the story of the gospel to the lost world. One of the oldest Christmas hymns originated in the county of Wexford in medieval Ireland sometime around the 12th century. Although the modern tune was added much later, these lyrics were used to teach new converts the simple yet amazingly profound story of Christ's nativity. Illiteracy barred most people from a basic knowledge of the Word of God, and in Ireland, people were still converting from ancient paganism.
Imagine a time when superstition reigned. Imagine a people steeped in darkness, worshiping cruel and disinterested gods. And imagine their wonder when they heard of a loving God who sent a child to be born of a virgin in a faraway place.
Imagine the thrill of hope when they heard that this child came down to give them eternal life. Imagine hearing his story for the first time in a song.
Christmas Day in the mid-19th century, church bells towers would ring out with the familiar carols, announcing the arrival of Christmas and reminding the faithful to attend worship services. Though the words of these carols were not sung, everyone knows them.
It was on Christmas Day in 1863, during the chiming of the bells, that poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow wrote that old American hymn, "I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day." What you may not know about this familiar carol is that it was composed under the bleakest of circumstances.
In the summer of 1863, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow lost his beloved wife, Fanny, in a tragic fire, and he was severely wounded, trying desperately to rescue her from the flames. Then, as he was still recovering, his son ran away to join the Union Army, for the Civil War was raging in America. As winter approached, Henry's son was missing, and after weeks of searching, he found him near death. Henry entered that Christmas season with a heavy heart.
Many know the sadness holidays can bring when we have lost a loved one or suffered a tragedy. But as Henry wrestled with these feelings, he heard the bells chiming, and the music brought to mind the words of those familiar, quaint carols, words of hope, of peace, of love, and of power. And in the depths of his suffering, they inspired him to pen the words, "God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men." Luke 2:8-14. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
A recurring theme in Christian hymns is an angelic proclamation of the Messiah's birth. And perhaps the best known of these hymns is Hark the Herald, Angels Sing. The song has become so popular, so commonplace, that you can hear it ringing in shopping malls and on radios every December. But the first word of the song, Hark, is not so commonplace. In fact, it is rarely used today. It means to listen. Take heed, stop, and pay attention. Let us pray that the lost world will hark and hear these words of good news.
Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
Thank you.
Christmas songs celebrate the quaint aspects of the Christmas season, warm feelings, making memories of family and friends, traditions, and wintry weather. But the true meaning of the season is left out completely.
Christians are often frustrated by the commercialization and secularization of Christmas. Why would the world want to minimize or altogether remove Christ from Christmas? One would think that the world would rejoice at the good news of the gospel, but instead they reject him.
In today's culture, the teaching of sin and judgment, hell and the blood atonement seem offensive. Christ's statement, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by me," is harsh and exclusive. Tolerance is championed, and we are told that to be loving, you must be open-minded and never force our beliefs onto others.
However, sharing the good news of the gospel is the most loving thing we can do. Warning of the perils of hell and proclaiming freedom in Christ is our calling. We have the truth. Whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
And yes, it is exclusive. It must be, for there is only one true God, who had only one begotten Son, whose death and resurrection provides the only one way to heaven. And only by faith in Christ Jesus can one have eternal life.
He is the only way.
Thank you.
Many people who struggle with faith in God, both unbeliever and believer alike, do so because we fail to understand who He is. Specifically, we fail to understand His character and fail to believe that He is good.
The giving of gifts is perhaps the most beloved of Christmas traditions. Of course, the tradition originated with the biblical account of the wise men who sought the prophesied Messiah of the Jews and presented him with costly gifts.
But the greatest gift given at Christmas was not gold or myrrh or frankincense. The greatest gift was this Messiah, sent to earth to die for the sins of the very people who rejected God.
Popular culture celebrates Christmas with a red-suited gift giver who hands out treats for good behavior. But as Christians, we celebrate by worshiping the eternal God of heaven who gave His Son to die in our place and purchase our salvation. Our God is called the Father of lights. In Him there is no darkness.
God is good, and He gives blessings to the just and the unjust. He is perfect and holy, and His name is love. And every blessing in your life, every good and perfect gift comes straight down from this Father of lights.
Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought of these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is interpreted, God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he was called Jesus.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Fear not.
Fear not.
But what dispels our fear? Are we not lost in sin and bound for judgment?
Fear not, because a child is born in Bethlehem, a Savior. And who is this child?
They call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Each December, as we hear the music of Christmas, we set aside time to reflect upon the birth of a baby, a birth that to most of the world seemed common and insignificant. But we know that the child born in Bethlehem that night was no ordinary child. Prophets foretold of him, and angels proclaimed his birth. He has many names: Emmanuel, Jesus, the Lamb of God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the way, the truth, and the life.
This Christmas, let us come and worship this Jesus, high and lifted up, who left heaven's glories to come to earth and die on a cross for our sins. Come, you faithful, you believers, and join your voices with the angels in heaven and the saints of all ages in worship and adoration of this Savior, who is Christ the Lord.